The Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team entered the final weekend of the first half as one of the hottest teams in the country. They took on the Toronto Varsity Blues twice to wrap up the first semester of play, looking to stretch their win streak to an extremely impressive 12 games. While it was closer than they would have liked, the Lakers found a way to win and make it 11 in a row, edging Toronto 4-3 Saturday night. After a few chances early, the Lakers finally got on the board just before the midway mark of the period. Katie Chomiak broke in down the win and snapped a shot to the back of the net, scoring shorthanded to give the Lakers the 1-0 lead. Toronto would tie the game in the late minutes of the first, scooping up a loose puck and making it 1-1 with 2:46 to go. After the opening 20 minutes, the Lakers and Blues were even at one goal apiece, with the shots favoring the Blues 11-5. Less than a minute into the middle frame, the Lakers retook the lead as defender Kara Den Hoed found the back of the net to put Nipissing up 2-1. Lana Durier grabbed an assist on the go-ahead goal. Less than 2 minutes after Nipissing grabbed their second lead of the game, Toronto replied to make it 2-2 all before the 3-minute mark of the second period. The Blues would cap off the scoring in the second, adding their third of the night to take a one-goal lead into the second intermission. Shots favored the Blues 26-10 through 40 minutes. 2 minutes into the third period, Chomiak snapped home her second of the game, tallying on the power play to tie the game. Maggie McKee and Abby Lunny drew assists on the goal to even up the game. With under 5 minutes left in the third, Chomiak completed the hat-trick, burying the go-ahead goal with a perfect shot on the rush. From there, Nipissing held on to keep their impressive streak intact. Chantel Sandquist was in goal once again for the Lakers, turning aside 30 shots, while Nipissing had 24 of their own. The same teams are back on the ice Sunday afternoon to close out 2023. Puck drop is set for 2 p.m. at Memorial Gardens. Lakers men fall in shootout on the road. Meantime, the Nipissing Lakers varsity men's hockey team fell on the road in a shootout to the Ontario Tech Ridgebacks Saturday night. Cole Stewart scored a late power play marker at 19:39 of the third period to force extra time. Charles Farmer had the other goal for the Lakers in the second period. The Ridgebacks' James White and Cullen McLean beat Zach Roy on their first two shootout opportunities. Harrison Kane scored once on three tries for the Lakers in the shootout loss as the Lakers fall to 0-3 in shootouts this season. The loss drops the Lakers' record to 8-5-1-3. The Lakers are back on the ice January 5 when they host U of T.